This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Heavy snow and strong winds. That's the forecast from the Carolinas to Maine. It'll begin in a few hours in the Carolinas, say forecasters, and then the bad weather will march up the East Coast. Some areas could see 20 inches of snow. The fierce weather doesn't bother David Ramos in Bristol, Rhode Island. He owns a plowing business, and he says his crews are ready to get out there.
You know, around here, we call this the ice coast. We get more ice than snow, typically. So we tend to do more salting. When we get these types of storms, we bring in bigger staff, more manpower, more equipment.
He talked to WLNE-TV. There won't be a war. We don't want a war. That's what Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said this morning about fears that Moscow may be about to attack its neighbor, Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says in a live interview with Russian radio stations there won't be a war as far as it depends on the Russian Federation. But Russia won't let its interests be rudely trampled on, he says, and ignored. President Joe Biden warned Ukraine's president on Thursday that there's a distinct possibility that Russia could take military action against its neighbor in February.
Russia is demanding that Ukraine never be allowed to join NATO. The U.S. and NATO are both rejecting that and other Russian demands. A bridge has collapsed in Pittsburgh. A photo shows a commuter bus upright on a section of the collapsed bridge. No initial reports of injuries. The collapse comes hours before President Biden is scheduled to visit the city to talk about the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that includes bridge maintenance. There'll be a funeral mass this morning for NYPD officer Jason Rivera, shot dead a week ago while responding to a family dispute in Harlem. This is AP News. Those of you who have gas stoves may want to hear what the AP's Jennifer King has learned.
New research finds gas stoves are worse for the climate than previously thought. A study published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology found that gas stoves are contributing more to global warming than scientists had known. Researchers in California sealed off rooms around stoves in more than 50 kitchens to test what came out. Their most surprising finding? 76% of methane emissions escaped from tiny leaks while the stoves were not even turned on. With more than 40 million gas stoves in U.S. residences, that's 2.6 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent units of methane, the annual equivalent of 500,000 cars. Those are emissions the study authors say the government doesn't account for. That's on top of the 6.8 million tons of carbon dioxide that gas stoves emit when they're burning. Researchers also found that gas stoves create nitrogen oxide emissions that exceed the EPA's outdoor air quality standard.
An inflation gauge the Fed keeps an eye on surged 5.8% in 2021. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.